Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Ross Wilson of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association today after this. Neighbors, join us November 12th at the Ratcliffe Ranches for our annual Fall Production and Customer Appreciation Sale. Sell 110 ranch-ready Angus and Sim-Angus bulls sired by Grassmaster Anticipation, Steel Force, and Upgrade. Bulls that'll perform on hoof as well as provide tremendous carcass results. Also selling nearly 1,000 purebred and commercial females. To bid online, visit www.dvauction.com. Sell cattle video, catalog, and information available at www.ratclifferanches.com. Call 918-244-8025 for more information. Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a reminder that the Tulsa Farm Show is going to be here before you know it, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, and we're looking for a few good horses for Craig Cameron to use in his gentle horse training sessions all 3 days of this year's farm show. Craig Cameron going to be training once again at the Tulsa Farm Show, and you can get your horse included in those training sessions. Give me a call, 405-841-3675, 405-841-3675. Tell me about your horse. We're talking once again today with the president of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Ross Wilson, their top hired hand, who, of course, represents the feedlot industry in Texas and Oklahoma and New Mexico. Ross Wilson says most certainly his feedlot members understand it's going to be a big challenge finding enough cattle to keep their capacity levels up over the next couple of years with lower numbers of cattle in the region. It's also a situation where they have to juggle almost weekly feedlot rations.
We have an incredibly resilient transportation industry to bring feedstuffs into this part of the world. And as you're aware, not only are we doing that with grain as we have for years, we're doing that with roughages these days. And of course, we all know what's happened to the price of those roughages. So they're going to no question be challenges.
You mentioned forage. You know, the thing is, your feedlots are not just using grain. You're also mixing that with forage. You're adding the source forage from out of the region.
We're doing two things. You're exactly right. You can't travel, as you've noticed, on a north-south rural Texas highway or Oklahoma or New Mexico or Kansas without meeting truck after truck after truck of baled forage, roughage coming south. And we're very appreciative and thankful that north of us, our neighbors to the north, had some moisture. We reached out to the railroads to see if they could do that, and they talked about fire hazards, and we haven't quite given up on that just yet. That might cheapen the cost of some of that. So we've gotten more creative. These rations and ration formulations are going to get more creative these next couple of years probably than it has since the beginning of the feeding industry in this part of the world. In addition to that, we're seeing people go with higher concentrate rations and feeding a lower and lower level of roughage. So again, our managers are very knowledgeable. The consulting nutritionists and the consulting vets are very experienced, and they'll sort this thing out.
President of Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Ross Wilson, talking with us about this whole situation with not only the forage issue that's facing our feedlot industry right now, but also the grain situation as well. A shorter corn crop than had been expected. Drought conditions here in the southern Great Plains, making that corn crop probably even a little shorter than it might be normally around here, as even irrigated corn suffered here in the southern Great Plains in 2011. So having to ship quite a bit of feed grain in, as well as shipping those forages in from outside of the region by and large. The ration formulations have been a challenge, most certainly, to fill those feed bunkers with. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.